addressing complaints. So far, what we have discussed are tips on implementing a civility policy that are prevented in nature. But what must be done when an actual incident of incivility has already taken place and particular organization members have a complaint? Consider the following tips on how to address complaints about incivility in the workplace. Actively create a culture where there is a healthy respect for the process of filing a complaint. Staff members must not be made to fear filing a complaint. After all, protecting yourself, your reputation, and your ability to work is your right. Neither should company members be putting through much song and dance before getting their complaint entertained. Complaining is already a stressful exercise on its own. You don't have to add to an employee's trauma. Communicate clearly that all complaints will be given the attention that it deserves. But at the same time, ensure that all staff members understand that complaints are serious accusations and that a person must not file a complaint on a whim. A person's good name or even his or her work and freedom can be at risk. File a complaint only when you are certain that you are in the right. Unless the subject of the complaint is on the more serious spectrum of incivility, example, harassment or bullying, opt to encourage workers to settle their dispute on their own. Settling a dispute without involving company administration can come in the form of a dialogue or even through counseling or mediation by, say, someone from employee relations. Complaints can be an opportunity to teach employees what they can do to settle disputes peacefully without infecting the work environment. And if there is significant hesitation for parties in disagreement to settle the matter, at least provide a referral to a list of coping resources or personal professional counselor coach who can help the complainant navigate his or her issues effectively. If the issue has reached the point when company administration has to interfere, then encourage the complainant to put his or her grievances on paper. A formal complaint in writing ensures that due process can be followed when handling complaints. This due process includes an investigation as to the accuracy of the complaint, an analysis of possible mitigating factors, example, there are, for example, intentional and unintentional violations, and an opportunity for the other party to air his or her side of the story. Only after the prescribed process is followed can decisions be made. Take the appropriate action based on the results of the investigation. Consistently follow the consequences laid down on the company's written civility policy. Example, first offense for a minor act of incivility may deserve a memo and a written warning, while a reported case of harassment may mean mandatory participation in arbitration. Lastly, regularly review the systems for managing the complaints. No system is perfect, and a system that is already working at its optimum condition needs to respond to changes within the company and outside it. In order to be able to fine-tune the complaining process and serve the employee's interests better, make sure that you evaluate the system after every case managed.